Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. On Friday afternoons, we do a radio show with a gentleman. His name is Ole Cantos. That's O-L-L-I-E. Cantos is spelled C-A-N-T-O-S. And I believe he is of Filipino descent originally. Well, I guess you're always of, you know, whatever you started with, but I believe it's all probably Filipino. And he was born blind. And went through a childhood with a mom and a sister, I believe, and probably some other family members that were very supportive and kind of pushed him a little bit to, or a lot, to get beyond the quote-unquote, I don't know what you call it. For him, it's not a disability. So the reality is he's kind of got beyond that. And as a result of getting beyond that, he's become very successful in building a career for himself, went to law school, became a lawyer, works for our fine U.S. government, so I can't say everybody that works for the government is totally incompetent, because Ole works for the government, so there's a lot of really good, competent people at different levels in the government, I'm sure. But Ole works for the government as an attorney over in Washington, D.C., sometimes gets a chance to rub shoulders with or take photographs with people like Sean Spicer, and I think he's done people like the gal who's the director of education now, Ms. DeVos. And he's done photographs with people like, of course, George Bush. And you could probably throw in a Mr. Obama or President Obama in there somewhere as well. He was at the White House when there was the election night. So the fun stuff that usually happens, imagine, at election night. He was at the presidential inauguration for Donald Trump and went through that as well. But he's also a really great dad. And as a great dad, he became a dad by adoption. He adopted three young men. I don't know how many years ago, I'm going to say about eight, so I could be wrong, plus or minus a few months or years. And he and those three young gentlemen are exceptional. They are also blind as well. They're triplets, so you got three brothers all kind of squished together. I forget who popped out first, but there's Stephen, Nick, and Leo. So they're three great young gentlemen, and we're tracking their results and what they're doing in their lives as well as with their Amway business. And one other thing that I just kind of slipped in there, he's also an Amway distributor. So as an Amway distributor, he's building the business, quote-unquote, my definition, the right way. They sell products to customers, retail, you know, people that aren't part of the deal. And he also, of course, recruits distributors that also become sales reps. So he has a really good blend of direct sales, retail sales, recruiting done the right way, and it's a win-win situation all across the board. What he doesn't do is he doesn't get involved in the stuff that sometimes gets people off track, and that's the books, tapes, and functions, tools, and systems. Although everybody agrees, if you have a head on your shoulders, you always want to sharpen your axe and increase your skills and plug into different systems where you'll be able to do all of those cool things. And as a result of any or all of those things, he is building a nice part-time business with Amway, but also showing his children, which are Steve, Nick, and Ole, how to – no, I'm sorry, Steve, Nick, and Leo. And I'm trying to text him at the same time because he said he'd be here. So I got to just tell him, call in. We playfully play this game every time. Hold on one second. I give him a little bit of I give him a little bit of freedom. So hold on one second. I am so sorry. Like, I'm sitting here texting him. So call in, Ole. Call in, Ole. Here he comes. So hold on one second. Now I have to push buttons. Okay, so I was just singing all these praises. So, Ole, you have to be quiet for just a little bit. So anyway, so the reality is we're documenting, if you will, Stephen, Nick, and Leo's level of success as well, and whatever they're going to do after they graduate from high school. We know they're going to be successful because they have a successful dad kind of rooting and cheering them from behind. And they are excelling at all of their different venues, they have a common ground of being Eagle Scouts. I think that's the right term. So that's the common ground. But you know how it goes. For all of you who were ever brothers or sisters, is as you start growing, in maybe different directions. So who knows where they're going to go, but with a good dad, we know they're going to be at least guided in the right direction. So, Oli Kantos, I want to say thanks for being here. A little bit late, Oli. Just a little bit late, but I kind of covered for you, singing your praises. So I'm going to have to start keeping score, and we're going to probably have a net cumulative thing. So far, you got to kind of be at least 5 minutes early next time. thanks for being here.
Oh, boy.
On your own radio show.
You.
But I got a chance to sing your praises with you and the boys anyway, which I like to do anyway, because you would start blushing if you heard what the nice things that I was saying about you and the boys. Okay, so over to you. I'll be quiet. I'll just kind of let it kick off for you.
Well, thank you, Peter. And I am excited, as always, to get to be here. I relied on my Google Home to spring the alarm, and it didn't ring, but I was awake, nothing. So it was really, I'm like, oh, no. So anyway, I'm really excited to get to be here. There are some things that are really important for us to talk about this week, and it's actually somewhat of a sensitive matter, because it has to do with how do we address situations in which things should be going well, theoretically, but they're not. And specifically, I want you to imagine where you have a really good truly supportive. I don't mean like according to propaganda. I mean literally the person is really there for you, and they're there to help you and answer product questions. They really are there to build you up. You also have good products. You even may have a list of people who say that they're interested. Let's even put that in there. Who they say that they're interested in buying products or hearing more about the business that you're in. And let's even throw in that things are going well with family, and you don't have any personal situations that could end up interfering, because everybody's even supportive of your business or even the possibility of building your business bigger or whatever it is, where they say, hey, yeah, do what you need to do. We are all supportive. And let's add to that that if you have a job, whether a day job or whatever source of income already, that's going well. So you don't even have a situation where there are forces that are standing against you, but instead, all these pieces are in place.
All the lights are on green. All the lights are on green.
Everything. All systems are go. You know, count down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and lift. Why is there no liftoff? Wait, how? All systems were go. What is wrong here? Or if there's liftoff, why does the rocket barely leave the ground, and it either crashes or it's in danger of crashing or something happening to? What is up with this? And here, this is important to bring up, because people don't always talk about this. And on this radio show, Peter, as we know, we sometimes delve into things that people, the sort of the elephant in the room, things that people aren't willing to talk about very directly. But let's put it out there right now. Let's put it out there today. Yes, there are situations in which there are people, of course, people have struggles, they have one obstacle or another, etc. But there are other situations where things pretty much should be going pretty well in terms of life. There aren't any traumatic events, there's no crisis happening at the moment, etc. So what is up? The answer is it's the person's mindset completely. If a person has a mindset where they either don't care enough, or they think they care, but when it comes to the pain of taking action compared to the pleasure of not taking action, they give in to the latter. They give in to the pleasure of not taking action, and then they just stagnate. So what do we do with situations like that? What do we do when everything should be go, but their mindset's just that way. What the answer is here is that they don't have enough of a why. So that's why if there were to be a description of today's topic, it is how to find your why, W-H-Y. How do you find that? Because whenever you have your why, then when things are going horribly in life and you just have your back's against the wall and you really have your why and it's really strong, then doggone, you will do everything of what it takes. And you know, we've all, in our companies, we all see stories of people who had the worst of circumstances and they did every doggone thing that it took. Nothing holding back, no holds barred, and they did it. They went through and did what they had to do. And then there are other people who aren't in circumstances as adverse, who theoretically, because they have less adverse circumstances, even if you compare apples to apples, they have less adverse circumstances and compared to others similarly situated, let's put it that way, and yet they don't grow as fast or as much or even at all in comparison to the person who things are just – there's just a ton of adversity. And then yet there's another there could be other people who practically for all intents and purposes don't really have any major adversity. People follow them. They're trusted, et cetera. And then they do nothing with the business. So the thing that's common to all three situations of whether circumstances are super adverse when circumstances are kind of somewhat tough but you can manage, and things are pretty darn easy at the moment. With those three situations, believe it or not, when it comes to our respective businesses, none of those are indicators of success or failure. Not one. Not one of those three situations will determine your level of success in any business within this industry. That's the truth. Because if that were the case, that the degree of adversity does determine how well you do, and when you see these success stories of people who went through the worst of circumstances, it would therefore stand to reason under that line of reasoning that only the people with the most adverse of circumstances who found their why are the ones who really make it, and everybody else, oh, well, they just don't belong in this industry. That's not true, though. That's just not true. So all of this is a long way of underscoring the fact that it isn't our life circumstances. It's just really not. It's not how easy or how hard things are. It could be really, really tough. Things could be manageable, and things could be pretty darn easy at the moment, or they should be theoretically pretty darn easy at the moment. But none of those really have any bearing. The real bearing is in terms of finding a why. The real question is, to what extent are you motivated? I mean, deep down in your gut, within every fiber of your being, motivated changes for the future by building your business through retail sales and finding others who love products who also would be interested in doing retail sales. Well, here's the thing with all of that. If you have the highest degree of motivation, then when you are in an adverse set of circumstances, then that will power your resolve to do everything that it took. If things are okay in the second situation, if things are okay, they're not horrible, but they're all right, and you have a really, really strong why, then it's even easier because the obstacles in comparison to the person with higher adversity, the obstacle for the person where things are kind of manageable and okay are less. So that means that for that person, momentum can also kick in pretty darn strong. And then for the third situation, if the situation is where things are pretty darn good, their family life is good, everything is really just magnificent, and they have a reason to go to build a business, then they have the best set of circumstances because there are no major obstacles to their way, and all they have to do is take action, share the products, sell the products, and build. So, of course, ideally, we would want there to be an intersect with the people in life who, for all intents and purposes, can just easily build this business if they just wanted to. They're people who follow them. They have a great family life. They're entrepreneurial, et cetera. And then if they really have a why, then that is our ideal prospect right there. That is the most ideal. But most of us fall into the category of things being mostly okay or kind of okay and but manageable, or falling into the category where things are just really adverse. Or we might switch. We just might be in different stages of life where we might have experiences of any one of these three situations. But in all three situations, when we have the strong why, I mean really, really strong, then just imagine how momentum could keep building. And here's the great thing, and then we can go to a break in a second. But here's the great thing, though. If you and I, Peter and Oli and everybody, we all have the strongest why, then when circumstances are really adverse, we will push through and plow through those adversities. And then, because of plowing through those adversities, things are a little bit better. And when we retain our resolve of why, then in less adverse circumstances that themselves are now less adverse because we've persisted and we've made it through, then it's a little bit better. And then because of the improvement, if for the most part we're building some pretty darn good momentum and we still keep our why, then we really hit momentum. You see? So that's the reason why we need to maintain this, because if we have that, it will power us through all of these stages of adversity, from things being really, really, really tough to somewhat tough to pretty much things are starting to build with momentum already. So with that, I'll turn over time back to you, Peter, and for comments and a break.
Here we go. We're going to take a little commercial break. I'll be back on the other side. Here we go.
You've been listening to the Bottom Line Radio Show. Make sure you listen.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ringles here with Oli Kantos, and we're talking about developing your why. But also, I think part of the lesson that Oli is mentioning right here is the concept of, you know, you can't really drop your guard down because you never know what's going to come from the outside. So I'll just kind of, Oli asked me for a little comment. For those people listening in, remember, you go to buildingfortunesradio.com. You can always find Oli Kantos there, and there's where his contact information. You can hear some of the previous radio shows going on here. And he's got three boys, so I'm kind of going to blend this into when I was a kid, or more like a kid than I am now, as far as my age was concerned. I have a little brother. His name is Vincent. And I am significantly older than him relative to dog years. So we weren't that far apart. But we were far enough apart in our physical development, like maybe he's 4 or 5 years younger than I am. So there's a big difference when you're 11 and your little brother is whatever that might be, 6 or 7. And when you're 14 and he's maybe 10 or 11, there is a significant difference physically, at least in my situation. So I picked on my brother a lot, like a lot. He was a toy, and we had my group of friends were all the same age, and they all had brothers that were just about his age. So we picked on all the little kids all the time. So it was really kind of easy because physically and intimidation-wise, Oli, everything was going my way all the time. And then I'll never forget one day I dropped my guard. I wasn't following or paying attention, and he popped me one, and he gave me a shiner when I wasn't looking. So at any given time, I learned at an early age, don't drop your guard, because if you drop your guard, you might get popped with one. So for all those people that don't mind sibling violence, and if you have boys, you probably know what I'm talking about. But the reality is that you got to watch out. Now, I drop my guard. So that doesn't always perfectly fit into what you were referencing, but it kind of does. When all the lights are on green, everything should be going the right way. There's no reason why I would go any other way. If you kind of drop your guard or you don't have that why, there's just something about keeping your guard up, if you will, and you keep your guard up by having that determination. And the universe realizes that, hey, this guy is focused and sometimes gets out of your way. Or if there is something that could throw you off track, it doesn't easily. But if you drop your guard or you don't have that steely determination, something's going to pop you. And when it pops you, it might drive you off course. And if you're casual about it, then there you go. Now, I'm inherently, as a business owner, as a sales manager, I guess maybe even as a person in general, I'm not a lot of fun to be around because I'm always over-preparing. I am always over-preparing. If we need extra water, we need extra things. I'm good for nuclear disasters. You know what I mean? Like, we always have extra. So I'm always preparing extra. And what I found, Oli, is that having those second, third, and sometimes even fourth levels of preparation or defense really helps me, because the inevitable things are going to happen. So I'm the guy you kind of want to have around in a natural disaster. But in the same aspect, I'm going to prepare for the natural disaster or those types of things all the time, because I don't even, when I see the lights are all on green, I become a little bit more paranoid. So I've worked with too many people for so many things to realize that something can come out of the blue. But that's also part of my steely determination, if you will, as far as the goal setting is concerned, too. So my why always involves several layers of protection. So back to you.
Thanks, Peter. And we really do need to keep our guard up or keep the pressure on, because in any of the three situations that I've outlined during the show, the extent to which it intersects with the degree to which we have a strong why is what can either contribute to building momentum or slowing momentum. Because if you have the let's just say that you go through all of this working to build a business and you start having some good momentum, and then at some point a little bit too early we end up slacking off more than we should, and we start forgetting the very things that got us to where we are at that point, then we start slipping backwards, because other people, when they see that we let the little things go, then they start letting the little things go, and we start sliding back the way we came, back down the hill. We end up putting ourselves in that situation where we could have made it to the next level by just keeping a sense of resolve and keeping it with the same intensity, but by not doing that and by letting those little things go and in effect changing what already has been proven to work by slacking off, so that way we end up having that cascade into our organizations, then we start slipping backward, and then we're back at the bottom of the hill again. And we have to be careful. There is a time when, with the nature of businesses in our industry, when you do get to a certain point, and there are metrics, of course, when you have a certain number of people, when they're producing a certain level, and when they're bringing on a certain number of individuals who also produce, etc., then when you build a momentum, then there's a degree of coasting that you can do to some degree, but you can't fully to just do nothing. You know, I mean, there. But in order to get to those higher levels, we have to keep the pressure on, because if we stop too early, then the very thing that has been the source of why we've been building in the first place, that is the brass ring that we want to grab, it may be barely out of reach, just barely. We can just reach out and it's almost in our hands. And then we just let things slack off a little bit, and then we just move backward, and then our hand even if we stretch, it moves farther and farther away from where the ring is because we're going backward. And then it's lost. And it could be built again, but then now we will have lived with just realizing, like, oh, my gosh, I was so close. I just about had it. I had it. I almost had that brass ring. I almost had that goal. I was right there. But instead, I let it go. And then that's horrible. I mean, that's horrible. We've all been through situations where we could have hit greatness, and then we just something happened where we lost that extra why to keep us going, or whatever must have happened. So we just have to guard against that in the way we build our respective companies. We have to, and it's not the company's fault, or any company, no matter what. It's not any company's fault if we don't hit the bigger momentum when we're the ones who stop early, because people do watch what we do. If we slack, if we let that slight edge that we could have that puts us above everybody else, if we let that slight edge go, then we're like everybody else. But those of us who can keep, like what Peter says, is the steely determination. If we could keep that why, we keep holding on, but hold on for the most emotional and passionate of reasons. Then when we get closer to the brass ring, then our resolve is even stronger, so we get to the brass ring even faster. So when that brass ring is right within reach, because of that extra what Eric Worre calls a slight edge, it's actually the name of a book, because that extra slight edge just pushes us a little bit more, the momentum will actually lead us forward toward our goal even faster. But honestly, this is not theoretical. This is what happens to all of us within not just this industry, but with life. How frequently have we put ourselves in these sorts of situations when we're just about to have what we want and we get it? And other times when we're just about to have what we want and we don't. And then what do we do with either of those situations? Once we grab the brass ring, when do we stay there, or do we then move to the next thing and build our lives even bigger? Or do we start losing our resolve and go backward, and eventually we're back where we started from? So that's a big open question for each of our listeners to think about, that when it comes to developing our why, it isn't just a matter of developing our why. We can develop our why any day. We have a rough day and we're like, that's it. Let's say you have a bad day at the job or whatever. You're like, that is it. I am building my business big so I can quit this job, that kind of thing. But then after things get better, and then you lose that, you know. But the instead of just basing your why on one day or whatever, we should base our why on what it is that we want, not on what we don't want, but what do we really want? And then when we push for that, and when we imagine ourselves having that, and we picture it with emotion and with color and with intensity, then we're going to grab it. I mean, literally, those listeners who followed us, I know we're running low now on time, but those listeners who followed us, Peter mentioned Eagle Scout earlier. We're now within weeks of them earning Eagle Scout rank. I mean, soon, within a matter of a few days, they're going to hit it. Before, we wondered, and I wondered, they wondered, like, oh, my gosh, are we going to make it in time? But they are just about there. But because they're pushing and pushing really hard, more on that on a future show. But this is sort of like a symbolic of how it is for all of us. For them, it's Eagle Scout. For us, it's other things. For us, and for them also, it's also building our businesses. Like, what is the big next thing? So with that, I'll turn the overtime back to you, Peter.
Perfect. Well, great information. So for those people listening in, you just heard from Ole Cantos on Building Fortunes Radio. If you're looking for a home-based business to build, if you're looking for a great guy to be your mentor, you want to check out Ole. The boys are building the business as well, and they're doing their independent things as they're starting to graduate, which is really kind of fun and exciting. And the most important part, I think, is the support and the training and the everything else, the advice you can get from Ole Cantos. So if you're looking for a home-based business, make sure you check them out. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com. You'll be able to hear the previous radio shows. He's got a website called www.olecantos.com. You can find him on YouTube. You can go to his website. He posts a lot of things on social media and social networking, and reach out to him. Great people to work with. So, Ole, I'm going to say thank you as usual for being here. It's the highlight of my Friday to make sure that we do this radio show with you, and I love helping the boys out. Looking forward to all of this stuff. Tell them good luck with their Eagle Scouts, and we're going to catch you next week. Thanks, everybody.
You've
been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle.